The final prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that when two Muslims meet and perform musafaha by shaking their hands, their sins are forgiven before they separate. My dear Islam brothers, whenever you meet any Muslim, greet him with salam and shake his hands with both hands, as this is the sunnah. Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, the sunnah is that both hands should be used in performing musafaha, meaning in shaking the hands. And there should be no barrier between the hands of both people, such as a cloth, etc. Remember, greeting with one hand may be a fashionable style, but it is not the way of the sunnah. However, sadly, a large group of Muslims nowadays are embroiled in the habit of greeting with just one hand. And in imitating them, their children are also greeting with one hand. The great reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, wrote an entire treatise in the 22nd volume of Fatawa Razaviya refuting shaking hands with only one hand and providing that shaking with both hands is the sunnah. In the time of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, there was a group of people, in fact, that were forcing people to shake with one hand. May Allah Azza wa Jal elevate the rank of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh for writing an entire treatise in order to preserve this blessed sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear son brothers, if we do not act upon the sunnah, then who will? If we all make a habit and make our mindset to shake with both hands, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will get the reward of acting upon the sunnah. Remember, if someone when greeting you only extends one hand, then have a good opinion that his attention has been shifted or perhaps he is not informed about the sunnah. However, we must greet them with both hands, and if possible, inform the one who greets with one hand to greet with two hands to act upon the sunnah. Furthermore, we should teach our children that when meeting any Muslim, first of all, we should say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and shake with both hands. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, if we stay consistent upon this, then inshallah, the sunnah will be preserved and we will receive many rewards. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to learn about the sunnahs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and teach it to others. Ameen. Bijahi al-Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.